welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, helping you live with clarity, peace, and purpose. Friends, I want to welcome you today, and I want to say I'm your host, Dr. Leslie Wells, and I'm so grateful that you're here with me. If you're tuning in right now, chances are life has been feeling a little louder, a little faster, and maybe a little heavier than usual. Do you notice that life's kind of moving really rapidly right now? So many people I talk to are carrying a bit of pressure, a bit of stress about the future, financial concerns, uncertainty about what's happening, right? Isn't the world moving through a time of change? And friends, this is what we're here to join and explore together. What we're going to do on the Dr. Leslie Show is help navigate through a rapidly changing world with wholeness, with wellness. We're going to be exploring mind-body health, emotional and mental health, and we're going to move into aspects of how life can be better and better when we learn more about perspective, about faith, about consciousness, and even new understandings of ancient scriptures, bringing in science, bringing in what's new and now in this world, and applying it to every aspect of our life, even bringing in the wisdom of thousands of years ago. So this show is a place to breathe. It's a place to reconnect to what's true, a place to remember who you are and what God has placed inside of you. Today, we're talking about something every single one of us will face at some point in life, and it's about how do you find strength when everything changes overnight. We have a special guest that we're going to bring on midway through the show, so make sure you stay tuned in. His name is Horace Bush. Horace is a beautiful soul, and recently he lost both his legs quite suddenly. So I'm going to share you the powerful story of Horace and bring him on to help us understand more wisdom about navigating when life throws us a curveball. Okay, sometimes unexpected things happen, and we need a little support. We need to connect with others. So this is your place for that. So settle in, take a breath with me, and let's begin. Let's begin with starting a connection with breath. I want you to know that breath itself, the word respiration, has the same root word as the word spirit. Isn't that interesting? Genesis says that God breathed the breath of life into the initial humans on planet. Imagine that your breath is the breath of God's life coming through now. Imagine that every breath you breathe is actually renewing your spirit, renewing the cells in your body, renewing your remembrance of who you are and why you're here. So today, what I really would love to do is introduce us to some methods to connect with your peace, with your purpose, and your clarity through your breath. Okay, I'm just going to invite you to join with me, whether you're driving in your car, whether you're sitting at home. Just join with me. I want you to bring your awareness into your body, into your hips as they sit in the chair or your feet connected to the floor if you're sitting down. And let yourself notice your breathing right now. Don't change it. Just feel it. Take a deep breath in now. Expand your chest and let it go out the mouth gently. Feel your body moving with it. Remember what I said, that the word for respiration is the same root word as spirit. Imagine connecting right now with your own spirit, that aspect of you that was breathed into the physical body from the beginning of this earth, God's own breath. Imagine connecting with your spirit. Focus on the breath moving in and out of your nostrils. And on your out breath, I want you to just slow it down. Take a long out breath. Know that you can actually regulate your nervous system, even your heartbeat, through your focused intentional breath. There's a method of what some would call meditation, and I'm going to call it a relaxation breathing exercise that can be very, very helpful and help you move back into the driver's seat when life starts to go sideways, when you start to feel overwhelmed, when you find yourself feeling stressed. Even sitting at a stoplight, you can take that moment right there, do what we're doing right now, bring your attention to your breath. Breathe in the nostrils, feel the lungs, and then breathe out very slowly. This out-breath slowly moves your nervous system into a state called the parasympathetic response. That's your peace response. Imagine right now that you are being given a tool to access peace response in your body, to move your nervous system into peace at any moment, just by focusing on your breath, breathing through your nostrils, and taking a very slow exhale. Now, as you work with this breath and notice how it makes you feel differently, I want to let you know that this is one of a number of tools we're going to go through together that give you more mastery over your life, over your mind, over your nervous system, and even the cells in your body. And here's the truth. Your brain likes patterns. Your brain creates little pathways. They're called neural pathways that repeat the same thoughts over and over. And when you move your body mind into ease just by doing the simple step of focusing on your breath, of taking that deep breath in and letting it out really slowly, and regulating your nervous system, you're actually training your brain to settle into a more steady, stable focus. From that place, you can get more clarity. And the more often you practice this type of awareness, being conscious of yourself, the more you will create neural pathways of peace. Those pathways in your brain are like trails in the forest. The more often you walk it, the clearer the trail is and the easier it is to go that way and find your path. Your brain is just the same. So this is one of the tools we can move into higher levels of mastery over our body minds, our nervous systems, our own thoughts. You know, the Bible talks about renewing your mind. So imagine taking that deep breath, letting it out, and saying, God, show me the next right step. Stay tuned, and we'll continue. Welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living, Mindset That Matters, and Faith Consciousness. This is Leslie Wells, your host, and we're coming back into that conversation, moving into more mastery over your mind, your body, your emotions, your breath, the cells that are bringing that vitality to you and through you every moment, and guess what? Your life. Your outer life. How can these things be connected? Ooh, we're going to explore all of that on the Dr. Leslie Show. So, folks, we're going to talk a little bit more right now about those neural pathways. Remember, we said your brain likes patterns. It creates little pathways, neural pathways that repeat the same thoughts over and over. So if you've been in survival mode, your brain is used to firing fear, worry, and what ifs. But here's the beautiful part. Fear has pathways, and so does faith. And whichever one you activate more becomes your automatic response. So guess what? We can learn how to break that cycle. It takes a little effort at first, but once you get into the groove of replacing that old habit, that old thought, and moving into a higher thought, a more empowering thought, a more empowering spoken word. You can train your brain to develop new neural pathways. Okay, this is how you can move into automatically moving into that faith thought over that fear thought. And trust me, when you move into that type of mastery and your body mind starts to align with that whole faith frequency, your life will change. You think the Bible talks about faith bringing about miracles? Well, I'm here to tell you they happen every day when you move into the faith frequency, when you align and move into those new neural pathways, those new thoughts of possibility and trust and belief, instead of fear and doubt and what if and worst case scenario. You know what, friends? It's time to begin to prepare for the best. To prepare for the best, because we reap what we sow. And our thoughts are sowing every moment. What we focus on grows. So this is the faith consciousness conversation of moving into more awareness of where is it that I'm falling down into fear? Where is it that I've stumbled away from my highest intention of faith? And guess what? The world itself, the neighborhood, the television, the culture, the society around you right now is bringing you the best training ground you can ever imagine. Okay, because when life is flowing with ease and sameness and is completely predictable, no challenge. It's not hard to stay on that wagon of belief and of positivity. Right now, this is like young men and women going into Navy SEAL training camp, okay? It means that you're going to be pushed and pressed into making that definitive choice if you're going to get back onto that wagon and move into balance and move into coherence and move into clarity. But it's up to you, and friends, it starts with a decision of your will. Understand, we have been created in a free will zone. So it is a choice, and let's make it together now. We have the ability to choose faith over fear. And when we do, life will mirror back to us the next unfoldings of miracles. Life will bring to us those positive circumstances, those synchronicities that we never imagined. There it is. Okay, when we are sending out a signal of that faith frequency, that's how it works. So there's a state in the body called coherence. Coherence is when your heart, mind, and body begin working together instead of fighting each other. Your breathing slows. Your heart rhythm becomes more steady. Your nervous system calms and your thinking becomes clearer. And your body shifts out of stress. This is not just emotional, it's measurable and it's biological. And this is where faith comes in. When you pause, even for a moment, place your hand on your heart. Do it with me now. Just take your hand and put it on your heart. Take a slow breath and say, God, show me the next right step. When we do that, something powerful happens. You interrupt the old fear pathway. You strengthen a faith pathway, and your body begins to settle into clarity and peace. This is what I call the technology of faith. So be ready to hear that term more and more frequently on this show. And friends, you're going to become masters of that technology as you keep tuning in each week. Faith isn't passive. It's not wishful thinking. It's a mechanism, a real shift inside the body and the mind. It brings you back to center. And that center is when miracles happen. When you can access that and move into coherence, you have accessed the divine. That's when that still small voice can come through. The scriptures say, be still. And know that I am God. Friends, it's in that stillness that we can access the divine. It's in that stillness that we can access infinity. It's in that stillness that we can transcend this perceived reality and move into the impossible being possible, move into higher law than the laws of this natural world. That's where the beauty and the miracles of life can unfold. So today, if you've been overwhelmed, if you've been carrying more than you know how to hold, let your next step be simple. Hand on heart, join me now. Breath, take a breath in. Exhale slowly. God, guide my next step. Now imagine making this a practice that you can bring in many times a day. Just let it be something simple and secret, silently, in your own mind, when traffic gets crazy, okay? When your boss is angry at you, when the kids are being unpredictable, when dinner didn't come out right, or when you just got a diagnosis that's very unsettling. Just remember, hand on heart, breathe. God, guide my next step. Not God, tell me how it's all going to turn out. Not God, show me the entire way. Faith stands in the not knowing of the whole journey, but in the trusting for the next step. That's where faith shows up. That's only where faith shows up. If we had all the answers now, we'd just be relying on our own minds and our own wills. But because life is set up in such a way that we can't see past the here and now, we've got veils over our eyes, so to speak, and it forces us into that possibility of faith. And we can choose every time. We can either go into the fear of the unknown, or the faith of, you know what I do know? I know how to put my hand on my heart. I know how to take this breath in and feel it through my body. I know how to let that breath out slowly and say that gentle prayer, God, guide my next step. That ask is called surrender. That ask is called alignment. And that ask is called entraining to a frequency of peace, of clarity, of purpose, and of power. So friends, many times we misunderstand what power is really about. Scriptures say that the first will be last and the last will be first, that strength come to the meek. Okay, so we can align ourselves with ultimate power that only comes when we surrender, when we allow, when we breathe, and when we move into that state of trust and faith. Faith brings power. So remember that. We're going to have a guest today that I want to tell you a little bit more about. His name is Horace, and he's a beautiful being who experienced something most of us could never imagine, a sudden life-changing event that took both of his legs. And yet the peace, the courage, and the grace he embodies is absolutely remarkable. I want to share with you, some of you were listening when we were on the morning show last week, and we talked about the wellness fair that we were going to hold last Sunday. I want to say it just went so beautifully. So this was a day of community coming together to bring support and strength and even financial gifting to a man in the community who has been a gift to many, and a man who is showing us how to stand strong, how to stand in faith, and how to hold the belief, the peace, the clarity, and the purpose, even when life brings really big surprises, loss, grief, destruction of things that we really thought we depended on. How would you feel if your legs were being taken? Horace is going to come and give us his own personal story, his journey of how to navigate trials that are extreme and hold the peace, hold the clarity. So folks, when we return, I'm going to introduce Horace to you, his journey, strength. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Dr. Leslie Show with Holistic Living, Mindset That Matters, and Faith Consciousness. Friends, we are moving right into that conversation with a modern-day hero, okay? This is my friend Horace Bush. We were talking about what it means to keep in the zone, to actually be able to embrace clarity, peace, and purpose when life turns sideways, okay? When everything as you knew it has turned upside down. And I'm sure if you're on the airways with me right now, you've had at least a moment in life where everything went in a direction you were not anticipating and probably didn't wish for. Now, Horace is going to come on and help us learn more about what it means to navigate and be in that state of peace and inner authority, even when life could potentially have made you feel powerless. Okay, bring him on. Horace, welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Leslie. I am delighted to be here.
So, you know, I have so much admiration for you. I mean, I had met you before you had this sudden turn and had to go through some loss, really, in your life and mm-hmm. move to a place where the community felt inspired to rally together to help give you support in a way that I've never seen before. And I have to say, I'd only met you twice briefly, okay? But when I learned what was going on for you, it was as if I was divinely inspired. I was possessed and obsessed about being on this mission to help join with the community to bring support for you. So I was just reminding our listeners of last week's show where we did talk about the Help Horace Wellness Fair that we did on Sunday. And I mean, it was beautiful in so many ways. It was such a gorgeous coming together of community. So I just want to say that I'm still reveling from kind of the celebration of life, of community, and of you, and what you're demonstrating for us, Horace, what that looks like to be able to stay in your state that I've observed you in, even amongst the dire circumstances you've walked through. So first, I want to just kind of ask, when everything changed so suddenly, what kept you alive inside? What made you feel like you had the strength to keep going?
Well, that's a really awesome question. And my answer to that is I realize circumstances do not define me. I am more than the circumstances that present themselves. Mm. And that's what I would say to anyone. It's so easy, I guess, to get caught up in what's going on. But I had to realize that even though I was in a situation where I was facing amputation, I realized, and no one wants to lose any part of their physical self, but I realized my legs don't define me. I am more than just that. And I have a purpose to be on this planet. Mm. And it doesn't have to necessarily involve my legs.
Wow. That's powerful. That's beautiful. Horace, was there a moment, even a small one, when you sensed, I'm going to rise from this? I'm not going to be defeated. I mean, surely at some point you hit that crossroads where you could potentially have gone, I'm at a loss and I'm losing the life that I knew and I feel powerless.
Well, you know, again, another great question. And I can share with you a story that I have regarding the first amputation I had almost 10 years ago when I lost my left leg. And I actually did it again. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But I really was starting to feel those thoughts about what will I do now. And what I did was that night before the surgery, I sat down, or I lied down actually, with my body, and I started talking to my leg, the leg that was being amputated. And I did it again with the other leg. But what I did that first time around is I said, you know, I was having a conversation with it, and I said, you know, you, meaning my leg, was a gift, and you brought me this far, and I'm so grateful for that. You served your purpose, and even though you no longer will be able to do that, we're going to be fine. And I was talking to the rest of my body in that way as well, that we're going to be fine. We're going to actually receive another leg. It won't be like the first, but it's going to serve us, and we'll be fine. And I said that to the leg that was being amputated as well, that you did a great, amazing job, and we appreciate it, and we're going to be fine. And so that served me through the surgery the next day. And what was pretty amazing, I should say, about that was after the surgery, after about the first 10 minutes of recovery, I had no pain at all. And the staff couldn't believe it. They said, you just had major surgery. You're not in any excruciating pain? I said, no. And I knew the reason why was because I had that conversation the night before. And my leg and the rest of my body was fine.
That's amazing. Horace, you know, it's interesting because in church recently, we were discussing how we can speak to the cells in our body. We can command them. We can be in that driver's seat and communicate with parts of ourself. Yeah, there's a song that I was just hearing recently, a praise and worship song that was like saying, commanding my soul, don't be shy, soul, you know, that we can move into that place. And so you're having a conversation with your leg and saying, absolutely, thank you. You've done a great job. We're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. And all is well, amongst the fact that you're having your leg amputated. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And then, okay, I see that as quite miraculous that you come out of having an amputation with no pain. How is that possible?
Hey, as I said, it's all about putting, you use the word command, and we know that we are always supported by God, and with God behind us, there's a word I like to use in relation to faith, and that is conviction. And for me, that means I know that I am divinely supported by God. And with that as my foundation, I can't help but know that this is what's happening. So because I had that conversation and I was guided to have that conversation, I knew that there was not any reason for me to experience, because pain, what is pain? It's resistance. There was not any resistance left.
Wow. Wow. So, and it starts in your mind, right? Is that it? Because it sounds like you moved out of a place of resistance to the thought of you losing your leg. You embraced your life as a whole and your body as a whole, even without legs, and said, we are fine, all is well, we are whole. So there's no resistance in that. And so without that, you think that's what set you up for having no pain?
I know that.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So for someone listening right now who feels overwhelmed or afraid, Horace, what would you say to them?
I would remind them, just like I remind myself, that all is well. And all we need to do is just take the time to breathe. And as we breathe, affirm that I love me, that I am supported, I am enough, I am worthy. And that's what counts. because we are. We do not have to earn any brownie points in order to do that. We are that just by existing. Our presence is unique to this world. And we just need to affirm that within ourselves.
Beautiful.
We are worthy. We are deserving. And we are enough.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Your story is a gift, Horace. I want to thank you for sharing your heart and your strength with us. And I've been inspired and forever will be moved by having met you and blessed by continuing to know you. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much. Okay, friends, when we come back, I'm going to close today's show with a grounding thought, a prayer, and a simple morning anchor you can carry into the week.
Science reveals, Scripture breathes, and Dr. Leslie guides the journey. We'll be right back with more of the Dr. Leslie Show, only on WSIC.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Leslie, and I want to bring everything together today with something simple and grounding. Hearing Horace reminds us that strength isn't something we wait for. It's something God grows in us, one step at a time. I could hear from Horace that he'd had a journey of a number of major challenges that he had deepened his inner conviction. Did you hear that word he was using? Conviction. He said, I know that I know that I know. He was deepening that inner conviction step by step. And that's how God grows us one step at a time. Friends, when we can begin to see the challenges in life as obstacles that are for our growth. I mean, what do you do when you go to the gym? Do you know that when we put our body to task, when we press in and exercise, when we work with resistance, we're actually causing micro trauma in the cells of the body. We're injuring ourselves on purpose. Isn't that interesting? Each time you exercise, you are putting increased resistance on your body and causing it to have micro breakdowns. Okay. And as the body breaks itself down, it then goes into a healing journey to repair itself. And guess what happens? The body becomes more organized, stronger, and more valuable to you by having been put through those challenges. This is how the body gets stronger, wiser, healthier, and does a better job for you, is by you putting it to task, you giving it challenges that actually bring it some injury. Controlled injury is what that's about. And then the healing. So every time we break down and then rebuild through healing, we get stronger. We become more. We actually, can I say this word? We evolve. So when you begin to take the very concepts that apply to our physical bodies and begin to understand that life itself is set up just that same way, that if we were just to have comfort at all times, there'd be no growth and there wouldn't be much happiness either. Did you ever notice that no one goes to any movie that's happy from beginning to end? Ever. It wouldn't be a movie. No one would go. Because deep inside, we are wired for growth. We're wired for expansion. We are wired to evolve. It's why we came here. It's why God placed us in this beautiful realm that has possibilities of both sides of the scale. We can have pain and we can have pleasure. We can have joy and we can have the deepest grief. But as we navigate through this journey, we have opportunities to be confronted by life, like Horace was, in ways that call us into more, one step at a time. So the next time, and it probably isn't going to be too long, before you see something unsettling around you, on the news, in your neighborhood, in your community, in this world, maybe in your workplace, maybe in your family, when you see something that's unsettling, what if this time you went, hang on, maybe this is my opportunity for growth? Can I override that knee-jerk reaction to move into anger, powerlessness, fear, stinking thinking? Can I center myself? Can I bring that breath in? Can I say that little prayer, God, show me my next step? And can I rise into the conviction and knowing that all is well? It starts with a thought, and then it becomes a feeling. Then I'm going to say it becomes a frequency, an atmosphere that you're generating from within yourself. And friends, do you know that when you generate that atmosphere within yourself, it's contagious? Just like Horace, I bet you couldn't even help but feel at least a little bit uplifted, inspired, in awe of the example that Horace is bringing us of how to have strength, surrender, and trust in the midst of dire circumstances, of losing both legs. What next? He spoke to the leg. He said, all is well. He said, you have been a blessing. I thank you, and I am well even without you, and you're well as I release you. What if you looked at a circumstance in your life of loss and thought and said those same things? What if you moved into that conversational arena with any hardships in your life? Imagine moving into coherence, into harmony, into peace, into remembering what divine grace is, and that power flows to you, through you, and as you, when you align with that divine grace. That's what this show is about. It's about helping you understand the concepts that express themselves through our physical body, through our physical world, through our minds, and even through our spirits, and how we can learn to navigate in this world from an empowered place that becomes miraculous. That's what's possible. I want to take a moment right now just to give a moment of thanks. We have a sponsor that has helped bring the show to you today, and it's the Braun Insurance Advisors. This segment was brought to you by Braun Insurance Advisors. If you've got questions about Medicare, retirement health care, or if you're turning 65 soon, you need someone you can trust to guide you through it. Robert Braun is an independent broker agent with nearly 20 years of experience helping people understand their healthcare choices. He takes the confusion out of Medicare, makes options simple, and there's no cost for his help. So whether you're retiring, updating coverage, or exploring your Medicare options for the first time, Robert is here to make it easy. Trust me, I know he's my agent. He's helped me tremendously and in navigating my 90-year-old mother's insurance issues. You can call Robert on 704-891-0188. Again, that's 704-891-0188. Robert Braun Insurance Advisors, helping you make confident healthcare choices for your future. And folks, isn't that what life is about? Making confident choices for our future, not just our health care. What is health care? We can focus on care for our physical bodies and potential challenges they may encounter. What about care of our minds? What about care of our relationships? What about care of our souls? Our spiritual care is the root of every other foundation in life. When we begin to understand that at its core, the world we live in, as taught by Albert Einstein over 100 years ago, the world we live in looks like a solid place, but it's actually mostly empty space. This is an energetic reality, which means what? It means things are more movable and changeable than you might have imagined. Things can be possible that we might not imagine when we remember these facts, these scientific facts, that this world is mostly empty space, subatomic particles acting as particles and waves, movement going back and forth. When we remember that, when we begin to soften our view of this world being the hard, rigid reality that we tend to perceive it to be, we can begin to move into a new world of possibility. That's where faith comes in. But faith can apply itself in your life more easily when you begin to soften the rigidity, soften even rigid emotions, rigid resistance. Remember when Horace said pain is about resistance? And when there's no resistance, there's no landing pad for pain. So begin to notice when your thoughts, when your attitudes, when your beliefs are feeling really rigid, and begin to breathe. Imagine movement. Imagine softening your views, your imagination of what's possible in life, and allow for things to be more in flux. Imagine the hand of God, the divine creator, rearranging. Imagine that these things are possible. There's more than meets the eye in this 3D world. There's more that's possible when you begin to change your thoughts, rearrange your brain, and allow yourself to create those new neural pathways. Remember the practice that we did earlier, focusing on your breath, moving into ease, putting your hand on your heart, feeling the breath move. When you feel that breath move in your body, imagine it extending out into the world. Imagine yourself breathing into your circumstances. And remember that the breath of life was the breath of God. That breath of God flows through you with each breath. Imagine breathing God's breath into each circumstance, each challenge, each trial, and bring in Horace's conversation, speak to it, and say, "All is well. I give you thanks." This is Dr. Leslie with the Dr. Leslie Show, reminding that you are never alone. You are loved, and all is well.